The House committee investigating the January 6th attack turns its focus today on the state officials who protected the results of the 2020 election. Lawmakers will lay out Donald Trump's effort to pressure local officials from states like Georgia and Arizona to subvert the vote count. We're expecting to hear from Arizona's Republican Speaker of the State House and the top election official from Georgia. Let's bring in Stephen Fowler, political reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting. Stephen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And that official I'm referring to is Brad Raffensperger, Georgia's Secretary of State, a Republican who received this now infamous phone call just days before the January 6th attack. Here's Trump pressuring Raffensperger to find votes that did not exist.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Stephen, remind us the context of this call and how the Secretary of State reacted to it.
Right. So Georgia was one of the closest elections in the 2020 presidential race. Trump lost by about 11,780 votes. And for weeks after the election, and even after Georgia had its votes counted three separate times, Trump and his allies refused to acknowledge that result and tried to find ways to overturn it. This culminated in this hour-plus call between Trump and Raffensperger January 2nd, 2021, just a couple days before important dual Senate runoffs, where Trump pressured Raffensperger and threatened, harassed, cajoled, tried to get him to find fraud with absentee ballots and reverse the results.
He obviously did not do that.
Absolutely. Raffensperger, you know, is an engineer. He's a principled guy. He's a Republican, but somebody who's defended Georgia's voting system and the way the votes are counted and the way the system worked. And, I mean, he and his staff told the president that the facts weren't there and the numbers weren't there and that, you know, he lost and he should accept that loss.
So we're also hearing today from Raffensperger's deputy, Gabriel Sterling. Because as President Trump was criticizing Georgia's election, Sterling was the one who warned in December 2020 in a very emotional statement that someone is going to get killed. What can you tell us about that?
Well, right. Sterling was the public face of Georgia's election results, holding numerous press conferences, pushing back on the absurd claims, the somewhat legitimate claims, and really just being the arbiter of truth in telling people, no, this is what really happened with Georgia's elections. And a lot of the negative consequences from these claims resulted in election workers getting death threats, people being followed, people's names being published. And actually, one of the people we'll hear from as well is a former Fulton County, Georgia election worker who was named, along with her mother, as two people that committed treason and somehow overturned the election by altering results that faced racist death threats. And Sterling was really one of the biggest voices to push back against Republicans like President Trump, who were just pushing these claims.
One of the big questions here is what will happen next? Because outside of these hearings, Fulton County is conducting a special grand jury investigation to see if the former president, Donald Trump, or others violated any state laws in this effort to overturn the election. What is the state of that investigation?
Well, Peter, as we speak, there are people testifying to this grand jury, answering to subpoenas. Today, we're expected to hear from Attorney General Chris Carr about calls that he had with former President Trump, as well as investigations into fraud and things. Most of the people that have testified so far have kept mum about what they've said, but we do know a lot about this investigation. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis has asked for a lot of documents and a lot of conversations with people because this wasn't just some one-off event. This was weeks and weeks and weeks of a pressure campaign that ultimately failed, but still could have wide-ranging repercussions.
Stephen Fowler, I know it's a very busy day for the state of Georgia and politics. Your beat, thank you very much for making some time for us today. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.